welcome to the Aren't the Next podcast. I am your host, Alyssa, and I am so happy you are here. Again, thank you for the love. I am so excited for today's episode and to be here with you all today. I hope your week has been phenom, and I hope all is well. Let's get right into it. So we are going to talk about a common thing that the universe, literally as humans, we experience, but we don't realize we're all in it together, okay? So the thought and the feeling of loneliness. I think it's so interesting because we as a collective feel lonely. Like, it doesn't make sense. How is that fair? How does that work? I think that it's crazy because we are all in our own worlds, and so we don't realize, like, everyone else feels these feelings too, okay? And I think that needs to be known, so if anyone does feel lonely or have a lonely day or a day where they don't feel like they're best or like they are feeling loved or seen or wanted, we all feel like that, so you are truly not alone. And I just want to talk about this because I think especially when you are single and when you go from being in a relationship, you have that partner or that person that you spend your time with and all the things, it sometimes can be hard to no longer have that person. Then you're like, what's going to happen? I think that especially I was in a codependent relationship. And I mean, granted, by the time we got done with the relationship, I was over it. So like I had already been like, I've been itching for my fucking alone time. However, I know not everyone aggressively is like, okay, let's fucking go when they are done with their relationship. So I know not everyone's itching to be out of it, you know? So I do think that that's a thing we all experience. I also noticed for me, when I am talking to guys or dating boys, whatever, it can be easy to already be like, oh my gosh, like so much fun. You're easily finding another person to like fill whatever voids you might be needing to be filled, which can be like someone to go to the mall with or to go shopping with or whatever it is that you do for fun. And that's something that I learned quickly once I was single. I don't want to have someone with me at all times in order to feel whole. And I think that's super important for me to know at this young age, because now I will never want to allow another codependent relationship to where I can't function or where the other person can't function without me. My favorite quote in this fucking world is by Rupi Kaur. Backstory, I have loved writing. I've been writing poetry since I was about 15 years old. I do have an Instagram page called With Love Alyssa, little shameless self-promo. Go give it a follow, give it a look. Because she is a poet and a fucking queen and an icon, and she literally saved my life more times than once through her words. And so I remember I was kind of in a rut, and this was early on being single, but not because of my past relationship. It was because I was already fucking dating like 10 guys at once, like for no fucking reason. I'm exaggerating. Don't worry. It wasn't 10. Okay. But I just like right away was like, let's fucking go, because I was in a relationship for so long. I felt like I was trapped for a while, especially towards the end. And so I wanted to be free. And to me, being free was being able to go and talk to or date whoever I wanted to. And that's what I did. And I think that I didn't realize that was kind of holding me back in my own self-growth and self-healing process, because I was already jumping into the next thing. And I know that's very common. Obviously, I'm here and I'm promoting the on to the next lifestyle, but I also want to promote a healthy on to the next lifestyle. And that can be hard for me as well. I'm not always right away trying to be my healthy self love healing girl era, okay? So I get it's not fucking easy. But the quote that literally changed my life and my perspective is by Rupi Kaur, and I quote, she says, "Loneliness is a desperate sign you are in need of yourself." Huh? Give it a second, fucking process that shit. Loneliness is a desperate sign you are in need of yourself. That shit changed my life. I've known that quote since I was 15, 16 years old, reading her book, Milk and Honey. But at 22 years old, when I read that shit, I was shook to my core, okay? That had made me fucking regroup. If nothing else did, it was that fucking quote. And that, to me, was an automatic sign of, like, we're done. Like, we gotta figure it out, baby girl, because we cannot. And me, when I'm talking to myself, I'm like in the mirror, like, baby girl, you gotta figure it the fuck out. We cannot act like this. You need to be good on your own before you go and fucking entertain these other humans, because they don't care at the end of the day how you feel. They care how you're making them feel. So let's first worry about how we feel as me, we meaning my me and myself and I, and then let's go and make others feel good too. And I think especially with boys or with guys, especially younger guys in their 20s, they're fucking... I was gonna be really fucking rude. I'll refrain. Boys are or guys, men, whatever, they're emotionally immature, okay? They don't think about these things. Correction, I'm generalizing. Boys, men, whoever, do think about these things, but sometimes it takes a little bit later in life to process what the fuck I'm talking about right now. Guys are visual and they care about instant gratification. And I get it. I am too. I fucking get it. I'm not talking shit. I'm just saying, if you're a girl and you already feel lonely or you already feel off about yourself, the next thing to do is not to go and jump into whatever guy you fucking see first. That's not gonna help you in the long run. You're just gonna continue the cycle of always, you know, feeding and needing other validation from other humans before you even feel validated on your own. And I think that is what has really mind fucked me, is like, okay, Alyssa, are you doing this? Are you talking to him because of the instant validation and gratification that you're getting from him? Or is it because you actually like him? And I think that for me, I want a healthy relationship in the future, okay? I don't want to be a hot mess like how I have been in the past. I don't want to be mentally mind fucking these men because it's fun. Like, yeah, of course. I'm laughing at myself. Of course, a little mind fuck here and there is fun when they're assholes and the guy is a douche and the guy is doing it to you, but it's not fun for a lifestyle. That's not fun if you want to eventually one day build an actual healthy relationship with one another. And obviously you grow out of that phase of like the games and the manipulation and whatever. And if you were to have asked me this even a year ago, I would have been like, oh, I don't care. I'm going to do whatever I want. I don't care about these boys' feelings. I don't care about who they are. I'm going to do what I want and fuck them how they feel. That was not a healthy mindset. Even though I was dating these boys, it wasn't like I don't take pride in like having that mindset of like, fuck them, I don't care. Because I actually like them as humans, like not even in a romantic way, like they were just nice humans, so I'm not trying to mind fuck the nice humans of the world, okay? Granted, there were some assholes. Those assholes were humbled by me. Don't be fucking concerned. You know I did my part. However, I could tell right away, like, okay, like he's nice. I cannot mind fuck this boy. I'm gonna not even entertain him because I know I'm not ready for what he wants, you know? And for those ones, I was able to get to that really early on, thankfully, to not cause true, hopefully, you know, any true problems with the person or whatever. And at the end of the day, these are all growing pains. Like, I know I'm still not perfect. I totally know, like, I'm still learning and seeing what I will handle, what my boundaries are, what I'm comfortable with, what I'm comfortable with in terms of other people, how I care about them and whatever. And what's hard for me too is when dating, I'm an extrovert, so I love human connection. Like, I actually like, it's not even like I'm dating to go and like fuck around and be like, like I'm dating, whatever, however many, whatever. It's more of like, no, I just like meeting new people. I learn so much about myself and about the world and about how we interact as humans. And like, I studied that shit in college, so obviously I'm fucking fascinated by it. And it's like I'm doing it like in person and I'm experiencing that stuff. And I think that overall it's just really interesting, because at the end of the day you can tell which ones are ready and which ones are not, and I think that's okay. And I think especially in your 20s, like, it is normal. Like, you should not be fucking ready to date someone after a week of knowing them. It takes time. And also, you know, if you don't vibe with a person, that's it, you don't vibe. And for me, in terms of trying to be centered on my own, that's like the key before I can really get into anything serious or really like put my time into another boy like full out. And I think I am the most centered I've ever been, so that's a beautiful thing. But now it's like, okay, if a boy does come along that you're ready to do that with, like, let's not lose ourselves in the process. And I think that's the hardest part, and that'll be the growing pains that I'll be able to experience one day, like figuring out how that process goes. But in the meantime, while we are still on our little healing era journey, self-love journey, I do want to talk about some things that I do to make myself feel better, and I think this can also help a lot of people. The number one thing I realize whenever I'm feeling like lonely or sad or like, oh, like, I don't know, like I'm bored, I want to talk to someone, or I want someone's attention, or whatever it is, like what I do is I think that all of those feelings are associated to my phone, because oh, if they're not responding fast enough, then what the fuck, I'm going to notice it and it's going to be annoying. Or on social media, if you see other people, like that FOMO mindset, I think everyone gets it, especially because of social media and because of how intense it is in our daily lives. Anytime I feel a moment that gives me the like, ugh, feeling where I'm like, ugh, I'm bored, I want to talk to someone, that's when I light things in my head and I'm like, no, bitch, you're bored. Sit with yourself and think about that. What are you bored about? Why can't you be fine and fulfilled on your own? And it throughout the months, it's taken me now to where I like my alone time. I like being alone. I have so many things to do for myself, with myself. I have so many activities and little projects, like the podcast, for example, like editing and all that stuff. That's fun for me. And so I made my own little crafts, my own little projects that I enjoy doing. And even so, what I also do is I will literally put my phone, we already know she's on Do Not Disturb 25/8. So like, we're not getting fucking triggered or disturbed by anybody. However, just having my phone in my room when I'm trying to focus and do my own shit and not be mentally blocked by other things going on in the world, I literally have to hide it. Like, I hide my phone just so it's an out of sight, out of mind type of thing. Or I'll go in and put it in another room, and then I'll go back and doing my own thing, and then I won't even realize I'm missing my phone because I'm like so engrossed in whatever activity I'm doing. And then when I am ready, I'll go grab my phone hours later, and hours pass. I'm like, wow, I didn't need you to have fun. I didn't need you to feel something positive. And I think that's something that's really crazy cool that I've been able to experience hands-on. The other thing I do that's life-changing is anytime I have a moment of negative vibes or thoughts or feelings, I immediately make sure that I work out that day. And this is something people say, like, go on a walk, whatever. It really will fucking change your life, whether it's going on a walk, a run, you know, on the treadmill, or doing your own little workouts out at home. I do have a gym that I go to, but I also do a lot of at-home workouts on my own, and Pilates and stretching and all that stuff. Fucking life-changing. I have got to the point where when I need to just like regroup and center myself, and I'm like in a pissy mood and like everyone's bothering me and I'm annoyed because I'm not fulfilled or whatever I'm feeling negatively, I will literally go in my room, lock the door, and work out in silence. That sounds fucking unhinged. However, there is nothing more uncomfortable and powerful than working out in silence, staring at yourself in the mirror. For me, that has made me the most aware of me as a human, the most self-aware, because I'm like, okay, I will now work out in silence and just talk to myself in the mirror. Like, come on, baby girl, you got this. Like, only five more. Like, I'm so proud of you. See, you're doing your own shit for you. You're not doing it for him, or you're not doing it for them. Like, I literally have conversations with myself and I'm like, let's fucking go, bitch. They want to be assholes or be however they want to be. Not your fucking problem. Because at the end of the day, you have you to take care of and you to worry about. And so I will be there doing my fucking squats or whatever I'm doing with my little weights, staring in the mirror like, you could fucking do this shit. And I think that now I almost prefer, like, I go to like a gym to work out, but that's a whole other fucking experience mentally, emotionally. You have, you know, I don't know, it's a different experience, different vibe. I do have headphones in at the gym, obviously, but like at home is when I really am like, I don't know, it's a shitty day, let's fucking bring this bitch up by feeling better, by working out, by getting your body moving, doing something productive for yourself. And then when they're not answering you, or when your booty hurt about some bullshit, it doesn't really fucking matter at the end of the day, you're good, because at least you know, well, you did something for yourself today. You worked out and you had a time with yourself, or work out with a friend, whatever you got to do. But I think working out in silence is really fucking humbling, because it shows you really what's going on with yourself and with your body. And on a more like annoying note, it also helps you like really focus on your form when you're working out, so you can actually do the things the right way. Okay, anyways, so I recommend just do it once. Do it once and see how you feel. It's gonna feel awkward the first time. You might feel uncomfortable, you might laugh at yourself, but no one else is fucking in the room. No one else is gonna know that you're working out in silence, talking to yourself, hyping yourself up. And at the end of the day, you are who you have to go to sleep with at night. Whether you have someone next to you or not, you are you. You are who you go to sleep with at night. You have to feel good on your own. You have to make yourself laugh, make yourself fucking hyped up, make yourself feel good in whatever ways, hopefully all healthy habits. But like, you got to do that. So have some time with yourself. Do what you got to do. At the end of the day, the only person you can control is yourself and how you feel and how others make you feel. And you have the right to choose, I don't want to feel like that anymore, so I'm not going to entertain you anymore. Especially with boys and fuck boys and whatever you're doing with yourself, you cannot be engrossed in their fucking world, because you will never be fully satisfied. You will always have something missing because you're not doing your own shit. And again, we've all been there. I've been there. I've done shit for other people that I wouldn't have done for myself because, oh, well, I'm in his world, so that's what I'm gonna do. Never fucking again. I'm not settling like that ever again, and I hope you won't either. Whew, just got a little sweaty from that. I was really feeling that shit. As you can tell, I take this very fucking serious. Going off of this, I have a little story time. So I think this kind of coincides because I realize with this story I'm about to tell you, that's when I realize like I'm going to be okay. Okay, so let's go back to some time last year. Won't give you the exact timeline because I know you guys are going to be fucking calculating and knowing who I'm talking about. We're not doing that shit. Last year at some point, I was at a location and I met this boy. And we met right away, kick, you know, vibes immaculate. We fucking vibed like no other. All was well. Within 24 hours, we're texting, we're fun. We have the same type of sense of humor and we vibed and, you know, we kicked it off really well. You could tell we had like cool chemistry. So it was like, dope, let's get it. Okay, so within that week, we already go on like 2 dates. Like, we're moving fast, and not fast in like a, oh my god, I love you, but like, no, we're just moving fast. Like, we text for like 2 days, we go out on a date, we do our thing, and then a few days later, we go on another date, and like, we're having fun. And this is going on for a few weeks. And so, he was someone that I was like, wow, I never met someone that I vibed with this quickly. Like, that's so much fun. So, of course, you're on that high of like, oh my god, like, that's so cool. That's just, someone is really out there. Like, you just feel excited and hopeful. This was especially like more recent, like after my breakups. Like, I didn't know what kind of boys I was gonna be, you know, meeting in this lifetime. So it was just a fun little reminder, like, there's always someone out there who's also feeling you, who has your same vibe, who's down for whatever. So we do our thing and we're having so much fun. We're doing this now for maybe a month or two, and what's I didn't realize what was going on at the time is that he was the little fucking love bombing king, okay? I've never experienced love bombing like as an adult because I was in a relationship for so long. So now that I'm like 23, I'm like really experiencing different things. And I didn't really know, like, I guess love bombing happens to me throughout different times in my life, but I didn't see it necessarily ever in a guy before that quickly. And so love bombing, like, the quick version of what that means is like you meet someone and they're already like, oh my god, I fucking love you, oh my god, you're perfect, oh my god, you were made for me, you're a queen. It's like, bitch, you've known me for 48 hours, I promise you I'm not your fucking queen already. Like, it takes a little bit more time. Okay, I love the energy, but like, no, love bombing can also be like in a terms of like, oh, like, you're so perfect, like, oh my god, I love you, and then there's like abusive shit happening behind the scenes. Like, that can also be love bombing. There are different versions of love bombing, but like in my situation, it was like I just met the kid and he was already fucking obsessed with me. And I'm like, I know I'm lovable, but like not that lovable. Okay, stop, Alyssa, shut the fuck up. Okay, so love bombing. Okay, he did that shit right off the bat. Me being me was like, oh my god, of course. Like, no shit, he fucking loves me. I love me. Like, why wouldn't he love me? So yeah, a little bit got to my head. I obviously didn't notice the signs right away because you never fucking do until you're out of it. But what I realized is after a while, I'm like, okay, he's a little bit too much now. Like, I need some type of, like, not, I need something, and it's not this. It's a little much for me, but I still entertained it. I still liked it. It was the instant validation I was talking about. This was a while ago before I really knew more of myself and what I wanted and, like, how to be good on my own. So, like, 100%, I obviously caved into it, and it was fun. So naturally, any girl who gets the type of attention he was giving me thinks like, oh my God, he's my fucking husband. Like, let's fucking get it. Little old Liz right here fucking knows better. Baby girl Liz never gives a guy that much fucking credit. I'm never like, oh my God, let's fucking get married. No, not the type of girl I was or I am. Not the type of girl that I am. Probably, I don't know if I ever will be, but we'll see when that day comes. But in that moment, obviously I loved it, but I knew there was no longevity in this. I was just having fun for the moment, okay? And granted, he wasn't my favorite boy. Like, I was talking to a few different boys. He was not number one, so, like, I knew it wasn't going to be a real fucking thing. But, like, you know, we all have a favorite, and, like, he just was one of them, but not the number one. So I'm like, whatever, we'll just have fun and see what happens. Let it die out naturally, okay? So the story is, we do our thing a few weeks into it. Oh my God, another side note that I also noticed about him. I noticed right away he was a fucking grade A fuck boy, and I almost loved it because I knew he was, and I love that he didn't think that I knew that he was. Does that make sense? So because I felt like I had the power of being like, this fucking boy is going to try to play me as if I'm another one of his little girls that he has left on his finger, and I'm going to let him do whatever he wants to do and let him think whatever he needs to think to sleep at night, but I'm sleeping at night knowing I'm fucking playing him because I know the games he's playing. Okay, that was a lot. That was very confusing probably, but it makes sense. Okay, when you realize those fucking red flags in boys right away, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna fucking capitalize on this shit. He's gonna do what he wants to do, I'm doing what I want to do regardless, but he doesn't know that I know, you know? So because I know, I'm already like not all there, I don't take him serious. I knew within a week or so like what kind of guy he was, but I was having fun, so I didn't care, and I knew it was not that fucking deep. One thing about him that I did like pick up on, this is also the first time experiencing this, so friends, girls, guys, whoever, when you guys are on dates or when you're dating different people, also see if their phone is on do not disturb. Okay, so here's the hard part. Yes, I'm on DND 25/8, so it's a little different. Mine's more for my own mental well-being to not be fucking consumed by notifications and stuff. But him, he was never on do not disturb, okay? We would text all the time. I fucking knew his schedule. Like, he was not on do not disturb ever. And then one day, we go on a date, and I could see in his car the little moon on his, like, Apple, like, dashboard thing, like, the car dashboard. The Apple Play or whatever the fuck. So, a CarPlay, I think it's what it's called. So, I noticed that, and I was like, that's interesting. Okay, whatever. Later that day, I like pulled up my messages with him to see, and he was on do not disturb when we were together, okay? And then I'm like giggling, so I'm like, this little fucking boy didn't know I knew what he was doing. And then this was the fucking tea. Once I go home and we're done with our date together, he goes off do not disturb. So what does that mean? To a normal human who doesn't pick up on this shit might just be like, oh, whatever. He wants to just, you know, really focus on me and have all this time just to me. Baby girl Liz, who fucking knows better, I thought to myself, this motherfucker is trying. He's putting his phone on do not disturb to not have other notifications of girls pop up while he's driving in his car, because that shit pops up, that shit exposes you, okay? I fucking get it. I respected his hustle, he was doing well, and I'm sure he tricked girls. The moment I noticed that shit, I was like, okay, baby boy, this is the game that we're playing. Let's fucking get it, because honey bee, you do not know, you cannot bullshit a bullshitter, okay? Like, I'm not someone you're just gonna like play, you know? I didn't do anything. I don't fucking care, quite frankly. I couldn't give a shit who he was talking to outside for me. That was never what I was in it for. But I just love that I knew, like, baby girl, you're good. Like, this just shows, like, you don't care that he's doing that and that he's talking to other people. Because why would I care? He owes me nothing. I owe him nothing. We're not fucking married. We're not fucking dating. So I don't really care. It was just iconic for me to realize that was what was going on, okay? So then we hung out again, however long later. Same deal. He's on do not disturb only when we're together. Once we're done, he's off it. And I think that was fucking tea. And I loved that I knew what was going on. That was funny. Now, something happens. We're all still chilling. Whatever it was, one day we were texting. And then the next day we woke up and neither one of us texted each other. Since this day, we have not spoke. I was telling a story to my friend, and she's like, Alyssa, you didn't fucking text him. I'm like, hey, are you good? Like, did he ghost you? I'm like, I think we ghosted each other. Like, I'm not fucking fighting for him, and he didn't fight for me, so I don't care. On to the next, right? And my friend was like, Alyssa, you don't care that he just never texted you again? I'm like, no, I don't fucking care at all, quite frankly, because why? Why? I don't like him like that. It was simply just for the fucking plot, okay? So I didn't care. But here's the thing. I could have said, like, he ghosted me. He could also say I ghosted him. So, like, mutual, like, lots of love for you. But I could have fucking made this shit a dramatic-ass thing with, like, oh my god, he ghosted me. Oh my god, he doesn't like me. And granted, I'm a little more jaded, so I don't fucking care. If someone doesn't like me, if someone doesn't respond to me, I'm not gonna fucking message him again. On to the next, quite literally, okay? So I didn't care about that. It was more of the fact that I knew what was going on and I knew what was happening throughout this experience. And I think that what was really cool for me is I knew as a human, like, babe, you're picking up on these red flags. If you actually liked this boy, you would have been heartbroken. So thank God you don't, but also good to know that, you know, if you ever do like a boy and it's just happening, you can't handle it. It's a red flag. That's not okay. Because I don't care, I was probably being shady to him too. So I don't fucking care what he was doing. But it's just tea that I was able to pick that up right away and notice it. And I hope you guys are too. Girls, guys, whoever. If you notice a fucking red flag in the beginning stages, it's not going to get fucking better. I'll tell you that much, okay? It's not. It's just they're going to see how much they can get away with, and then they're going to keep getting away with that for as long as time allows them to, for as long as you allow them to. And that's not okay. You deserve someone who doesn't stress you out, someone who doesn't give you anxiety. You deserve someone who's patient and who's loving and who's caring and who wants to put in the same energy and love that you put out, okay? So in a real life situation with a real human that you actually like, if you're noticing these red flags, whatever they are, from the beginning, it's not gonna get better. I'm so sorry. I wish you the best of luck, lots of love trying. It's not gonna fucking get better. Don't stay in it. You're wasting your time and you're hurting yourself in the process. So that's what I want to say in the red flag aspect that I noticed with him. Again, I didn't care about him, so I didn't care about the red flags. Granted, I hope he's doing well. I care as a human, because I'm not gonna not care about a human, but like, I didn't care about him in that way, okay? And so the final T was we never spoke again. And I loved that I didn't need to speak to him again. I didn't care. I didn't even notice he didn't text me until like 2 days later. I was like, wait, I haven't heard from him. Oh, I go to my last message chain. I'm like, oh, T, okay, we never text again. That's totally fine. Deleted the messages because I couldn't give a fuck. And literally on to the next. And the best part about this is like a few days, maybe a few weeks, I don't remember fully, later, he posts on Instagram with a girl. Like, he posts like a fucking Instagram photo, like Instagram official with this girl, okay? And when I saw that, I was like, thank God he stopped fucking texting me, because I don't know what the fuck their timeline was, him and that girl, but I'm sure it overlapped. If you're already Instagram official with the girl a few weeks after we were done talking, like, he was probably putting his phone on Do Not Disturb from that girl. Does that make sense? Like, that was probably one of the girls overlapping with me, and he just picked her over me because she was probably fucking ready for him or for whatever he wanted. So I don't care. Again, I saw that post and I looked up and laughed because I knew what I knew, and I'm glad that I knew that right away. Again, if this is happening and you're hurt by this, you cannot. I'm sorry. This might not be the healthiest response. You cannot, like, show fucking have some pride and do not show that you are hurting. Again, that's probably not the best thing. I think show you're hurting to people who love you and who will nurture you and care for you, but do not show these fucking fuckboys that you're hurting. That's what they do. That's what they do. That's what they live for. Just know that you cared about them more than they cared about you. That's how they get off. Like, no, we are not doing that shit. We're not showing fuckboys that they hurt us, okay? The best scenario is they don't hurt you, and then you're like, I really can give a fuck. In my case, I could not give a fuck. Like, he's no way getting to me. But again, for humans who are listening, if you do get a situation, whether it's a girl or a boy who's hurting you, and you know that they're fucking around with other people, you can't. You literally just cannot show them that you're hurting. Be the bigger person, delete them, block them, whatever you gotta do, mute them. Do not fucking show that you are quaking behind the scenes. Take care of yourself, sending you so much love, but you are better than that. Have some dignity and fucking move on, okay? There's always a fucking next. We know that by now. Move the fuck on and it will be okay. It will pass. Who is meant to be yours will be yours. to wrap up with this boy, the biggest thing I learned, how important it is to be good on your own. If I was upset by this boy, I would have been a hot mess. If I fucking liked him and then he's posting with another girl a few days later, I could have been like, oh my God, but you told me this and you told me that. I could have dragged that shit out. I could have texted him and wanted an answer. But I will never fucking ask for someone who doesn't want me. And the other thing too is I don't take it personal. I'm not like, oh my God, what is wrong with me? Why didn't he want me? I think clearly I wasn't bending to his rules or to what he wanted, so he knew he wasn't going to get anything out of me more than what he already did. And I think whatever we got out of each other during our time, I had a lot of power, and because of that, I'm okay and I'm sleeping peacefully at night. Don't you fucking worry. You can also not think you're the problem, because that's what they do. You will crumble if you think every guy or girl who doesn't like you, it's your fault. It's not your fucking fault. It's actually great that they don't like you, because they're not wasting your time. They're giving you space to find the one who actually will like you and who actually will love every parts of you. So I think it's a beautiful thing that it didn't get dragged out, that I didn't give a fuck, he didn't give a fuck. And quite frankly, I clearly was not his number one. And as we all know, he was not my number one. So on to the next, okay? And in terms of having a favorite boy or a favorite girl that you're talking to, don't take advantage of that, I will say, personally. Once I knew who my favorite boy was, I'm like, I'm not gonna, like, take advantage of him. I'm not gonna make him feel like shit or try to play games with him. I'm gonna make sure, like, that's separate, you know? But I also think, don't, you know, if he's not reciprocating it, in a way, do what you gotta do. Don't make him the fucking light in your world, because that's not gonna be good either if he's not reciprocating it. You can have a number one. You can hope that you're also their number one. And if you are both each other's number one day maybe it works out. Great. But if not, what are you gonna do? On to the next. Okay. I did get people request that I talk more about ghosting, so let me know, like, if you want me to go even more in depth. Like, this was kind of like a little intro to ghosting and, like, how to handle it. The biggest thing on my end, if you are the one getting ghosted, do not fucking break. Do not ask them why, because honeybee, they will always come back, especially if you are not begging them, what's wrong? Is everything okay? Granted, if you know something traumatic happened in their life and they are like, I can't talk to anyone, I'm just blocking it out, like, give them grace, don't be an asshole. But if they're fucking ghosting you, for the lack of better words, and going and fucking other people or dating whoever else, like, don't show them that you fucking care. They don't care about you. Don't care about them. It's hard. It's something you have to just get over. You're not the problem. If they're the one doing that, you're fine. You're good. But at the end of the day, be good on your own so you don't care if you do get ghosted one day. Focus on yourself. If you ever get ghosted, take that shit and realize how much more love and pour it into yourself, because that's going to help you in the longevity of things, and that's going to make you overall be ready for whenever a healthy partner does come your way and is ready for you and is ready to not take advantage of you. At the end of the day, all we're trying to do is be okay, right? Right? So please take care of yourself. I am going to end on this note because that was a lot, I think, at once. Final reminder, girls, do your at-home self-breast exams. Please don't forget to follow me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all the things. Soon enough, I am going to start posting these full videos on Tuesdays when I'm also uploading the podcast. So you can also watch the whole video of me speaking on YouTube. That'll also be fun when I have guests eventually. So that way we can kind of really get a face to the name. And at the end of the day, take care of yourself. Lots of love. And I will see you when we are on to the next episode next week. Bye.